The Meaning of Marxism by Paul D'Amato. Section 10 to get you started. If I were to suggest 10 books to follow up this one with that would help round out your understanding of Marxism and its application to different questions, from the role of the working class to imperialism, and from national to women's liberation, this is what they would be. The Communist Manifesto, a roadmap to history's most important political document. Edited and annotated by Phil Gasper. This edition not only offers a paragraph-by-paragraph notation that explains and illuminates Marx and Engels' seminal statement of their politics, but it includes an essay about the relevance of Marx today and key excerpts from Marx and Engels' other works. Number 2. Peter Binz, Ahmed Shaki, and Others. Russia, From Worker State to State Capitalism. For many people considering Marxism, the key question is, what happened in Russia? This short series of essays takes you through the Russian Revolution, both its rise and decline, and offers a Marxist analysis of why it failed. 3. Tony Cliff, Duncan Hallis, Chris Harmon, Party and Class. The question of organization is perhaps the most contentious one on the left. These series of essays explain how Marxists view the question and clarifies Lenin's ideas about the party, which the critics have completely distorted. 4. Duncan Hallis, Trotsky's Marxism. The best introduction to the ideas of one of the great Marxists of the 20th century. 5. Duncan Hallis, The Comintern. In its early years, the Third International, or Comintern, was a school of revolutionary strategy and tactics. Hallis's brief history takes us through this period, as well as its tragic decline under Stalin's tutelage. 6. Colin Barker, Revolutionary Rehearsals. In the late 20th century, a series of working-class upheavals and revolutions challenged and even overthrew hated regimes, from Chile in 1973 to Poland in 1980. Yet in each case, they failed to seize control of society and build a new world on the ruins of capitalism. This book reviews several of these struggles and draws the lessons. 7. Sharon Smith, Subterranean Fire, A History of Working Class Radicalism in the United States. There is a rich and turbulent history of working class struggle in the United States, and often radicals and socialists were at the center of them. This book takes us through the history of the socialist left and the working class in the United States, revealing a hidden history that holds important lessons for activists today who are fighting to revitalize an ailing labor movement. 8. Ahmed Shaki, Black Liberation and Socialism. A concise primer on the history and future of the struggle against racism in the United States. This book takes us from the struggle against slavery, through the civil rights and black power movements, to the retreats of recent decades. It reveals the connection between capitalism and slavery, and race and class, and makes the case for linking the struggle for black liberation with the fight for a socialist world. 9. Sharon Smith, Women and Socialism, Essays on Women's Liberation. This book takes up the question of women's oppression and women's liberation from many different angles. There is an essay on Engels and the origins of women's oppression, and it also takes up the question of women in the Russian Revolution and the struggle for women's rights in the United States. 10. Sidney Lenz, The Forging of the American Empire. Every socialist must be able to cut through the lies about how the United States, in its history of overseas intervention, has always been about spreading freedom and democracy. Lenz provides us with a lively, detailed history that completely destroys this dangerous myth. End of section.